You know, when it comes to entertaining ideas, especially for the tabletop, I go to Sally Schneider's site, The Improvised Life. Sally is the ultimate improviser as a cook and as a curator of design ideas. Her eye for repurposing is infallible. Well, Sally joins us from New York. Sally, good to have you back with us.
Thanks, Lynn. It's great to be here.
So, you know, this is what I was thinking we should talk about, is tabletop, but also the table itself, because this is the time of year, if you're going to have a gang of people in, this is when you're going to do it, and you need a big table. And of course, none of us have a big table. So how do you deal with this?
The first thing is to gather up the little tables you have and suss them out, because what you're going to do is make a big table out of small tables. But those small tables are going to be the base for your big table. And my favorite surface for them is plywood. It's inexpensive. It comes in 4x8 sheets. And I even know a designer who made a 16-foot by 4-foot table by putting two sheets of plywood end to end.
Oh my.
Little did anyone know, because the table was so beautifully decorated.
Oh, this sounds like a great idea. And you can, whenever you buy it, they'll cut it for you if you need a cut.
They will.
So now what about seating? That's the other challenge.
Well, one of the things I do is when the not great cook asks, what can I bring? Sometimes I say, bring a chair, if they can get it there easily, or I devise some. I found that stacks of magazines held together with strapping material that you buy at Home Depot that has buckles on it can be great and oddly charming. But my favorite of all is to take, say, three chairs and space them out with a chair or two between them and put a long board across them. That way, you make a long bench, and you can do that on each side of the table at whatever size you want, and you can buy inexpensive poplar boards if you don't have anything in your garage or if you don't have a garage.
That's a great idea.
Now, the person that doesn't have a back to this part of the bench
right.
is going to have to be someone that can sit without a back, so you plan your seating accordingly. But basically, it makes for a festive, close atmosphere at the table that's really wonderful.
And you can squeeze a lot of bottoms on that bench.
As many as you want. You just keep scooting down until you've got all the people you need sat.
Well, let's talk about the tabletop. What about, I mean, nobody has cloths these days. And certainly if they have any cloths, they don't have big ones. So do you do a cloth?
Well, there's several ways to go with this. And luckily, the whole tablecloth thing has loosened up a lot. One way to do that can have great charm is to use small cloths and piece them together, overlap them in a really concertedly mismatched way. Even askew can be lovely. I've been known to make cloths out of ripped linen. But my very favorite these days is paper. I'm thinking the wide rolls of paper famously used to cover tables in French bistros. You can buy 48-inch wide rolls, 200 feet long, for $25 easily at an art supply or craft supply store or even on Amazon. It comes in brown craft paper style or white, depending what you like, and you just roll it over the table, let it hang over a bit, and cut it to whatever length you like. And once you have this roll of paper, I mean, 200 feet long is going to cover a lot of tables. So this is something you can be doing. You can also be using it to wrap packages or whatever.
Right.
It's a really great investment. Now, you can leave it as is and then do your table decorations on top of it, or you can decorate the paper itself by stenciling patterns or drawing on it, having your kids draw on it. The best idea I've seen for this was from my friend Pamela Hovland, who drew the place settings right on the paper with the person's name. So she had her seating arrangement.
Right.
And at the end of the meal, she pulled out markers and invited guests to write on each other's place setting the way you used to in yearbooks. And then in the days to follow, she would cut those place settings out, put a mailing label on them, and send them through the mail. So you got this big fat memory of those resonating hours at table.
That's a wonderful idea.
Now, I just would like to talk about the napkins, because this is a part that can provide great luxury very easily. I'm thinking those huge cloth napkins that used to be used in the middle of the 19th century that we'd buy in flea markets that were made of damask that went from 20 to 30 inches.
Oh, yes.
Well, opening one of those is like being tucked into bed. And so how do you give that to your guests? Well, what I do is I buy linen, the ends of bolts or whatever, or muslin if you want to go more cheaply, and just rip it or cut it to size, wash it, dry it, and let it be wrinkled but folded nicely. And your guests will get this wonderful feeling when they're sitting at table.
I'm thinking of that very smooth paper and then the texture of that linen and the crumple.
Yes.
So now let's talk about the center of the table.
This is a blank slate. You can really think about connecting with the season and what you want to visually give your guests. One way I do this is with flowers, but not huge bouquets. I like to have an array of tiny bouquets lined up down the table. I use little apothecary jars, beakers, jelly glasses, whatever. You can also make bouquets out of herbs like sage, rosemary, and thyme, which are very charming. I also go out into the park and see what unexpected beautiful piece of nature is to be found. It could be curls of birch bark, vines, thin, tall grasses, sprigs of a green that has berries or pine. Even dried leaves or a branch can be beautiful. And you can mix these with the little tiny flower, vases, candles, whatever. It's basically your palette that you're dressing here, that you're showing. It's like a painting. And your guests will really feel the season.
I think this is lovely and simple and easy and doesn't cost a lot of money. Sally, thank you.
You're welcome, Lynn.
Sally Schneider is the creator of the Improvised Life site. You can check out her ideas on our site, splendidtable.org.